It is fantastic to be welcoming back to Sydney, and it is static on 2SER. Both Bronco and Deck from Phoenix, bonjour, g'day.
Bonjour. Thank you for having us again.
Nice to have you guys in Sydney, and it feels only fitting that Phoenix are launching this Sydney City Limits Festival, because you guys have outlasted a lot of Australian festivals that you've played at.
Yeah, it's true. It's correct.
The festival, Future Music, so I'm glad there's still festivals for you to come for, Deck.
Yeah, actually, it looks like it's the best festival we ever played, actually. The lineup seems amazing.
Did Phoenix bring the vending machine to Australia? Was that part of the cargo?
No comment.
I'll take that as a nope.
We try to have a mature adult relationship with a carbon footprint.
Exactly.
And sometimes we have to make decisions.
I thought maybe the vending machine didn't take Australian currency. You know, you could say that was the excuse.
Yeah.
Actually, it's one of the excuses. It's a true one.
Yes, it is.
It's true, yes. For people who don't know, you've been taking this vending machine to a lot of shows on tour this year. Have any human vendors been angry about themselves being replaced by machinery when they turn up to the Phoenix show?
I guess.
No, I don't know why, but the vending machine creates a lot of happiness even from the other vendors. Yeah, I don't know why. I think it reminds them of their childhood when they bought, you know, sweets at the swimming pool.
The adult version is buying a Phoenix t-shirt or something though, right, instead?
There's no t-shirt in the vending machine, to be very specific. Mm-hmm. But they are very cool things, and they have had a lot of success. We don't make a lot of money out of it, but we see a smile on a kid face, and it's worth it.
Huh? And Deck, that vending machine was just one of a number of aspects that surrounded last year's Tiamo album, which sort of arrived with a distinctly nostalgic flavour. I mean, it seems in the pitch of this album that you designed it as Phoenix's most sentimental record.
Yeah. I mean,
most sexy record.
Sentimental
and sexy. In the past, we've always been a bit shy about being 100% sentimental, and this time, for some reason, we felt it was the right moment to be ourselves.
Well, it seemed to also grow out of the climate that you guys lived through in Paris, through terrorism or refugee crises or the rise of nationalism. Were you kind of reacting against what was going on around you?
Yeah, it's in a way it's a reaction, but we really didn't control it. It just happened this way, and I guess, you know, suddenly being very light and sweet, tender, suddenly tenderness had a weight, you know. It had almost a political content, you know.
Well, calling it Tiamo, it's your love album, right? Well, there's a bit of lust in there too.
Tiamo is our love album, yeah. Sure.
Did it also have something to do with the fact with all the members of Phoenix getting older? I mean, are most of you dads now? Were you kind of thinking about that when you were making this record?
No, I mean, we age. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. We have to admit it. But somehow we kind of have the same relationship to our job, to our mission, as when we were kids, you know. It's exactly the same, you know. When we're in the studio, it's the same chemistry, you know.
But you've said that you were thinking about holidays when you were children, or looking back at the adventures you had growing up. Did that fall more into Thomas writing the lyrics, or was that also in terms of the music as well?
No, it's a lot in terms of music too, in terms of, you know, textures of sounds. And we didn't really think, let's do it this or that way, but we realized afterwards that the colors were really strongly linked to sounds we heard when we were kids, and the things you don't really control, but you realize afterwards.
What were your summer holidays like then, as kids, Deck?
They were not super Italian, to be very honest.
Mine were.
Yeah, most the brothers were spend their time in Italy. No, mine were super, super French. Yeah.
So but on the Riviera?
No, actually, a little bit, yes. A little bit on the Riviera, yes, it's true.
So you'll make the French holiday album for the next Phoenix record?
Maybe, but I was really glad we jumped into this this past fantasies of the brothers. It was really inspiring. You know, Italy is it's almost a virgin landscape musically. So, I mean, it opened a lot of doors, a lot of new freshness.
It was weird also that the album came along and then only a couple of months later that film Call Me By Your Name came out, which also sort of celebrates a childhood in the same era in Northern Italy. You know, that could almost be the visuals to the soundtrack of this record.
Yeah, I haven't watched it, but yeah.
Is it good?
It's fantastic. You know, even in terms of the music that's in it, I don't know if F.R. David's words featured in your childhood growing up as much, but you guys seem to have name-checked a lot of records that that you might have been listening to in that era.
Yeah, I mean, we love Italian music. It's been very strong until like maybe year 85, you know. Then Berlusconi...
August 3rd, 85 is when it went bad, right, Branko?
I think it's linked to Berlusconi's, you know, rise. Mm-hmm. And now, actually, nowadays, this past years, there's been a resurrection, you say that?
Resurgence.
Yeah. Resurgence of the true Italian genius. But for this album, we listened to a lot of old songs from the Italian past. And what Dec said is true, you know, when as a musician, you always try to look for, you know, a gold mine of things that people don't really know, you know. And Italy is like that for us. It's like a reservoir, say that?
Yes.
Reservoir of ideas you can steal and nobody will notice.
One of the song's name checks are Battiato, Lucio Battisti and the Buzzcocks, who maybe are honorary Italians or something, I don't know. But,
yeah, I'm pretty sure they have nothing Italian about them, but it's in contrast, the Italian guys look even more Italian, that's the trick.
And was getting this album into shape much of a job, Dec? Because it's recently you guys have been releasing all these demos.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like a lot of work to me because there's this never-ending stream of one-minute demos of Phoenix lately that have come along.
It's true, a lot of demos, but actually the demos part are the easiest part of the process of making an album. We type everything we do and there's a lot coming out. The hardest part is actually to finish songs, not to everything we release is it's the easy part, you know, just like you press record and we just go with the flow and there's always something cool coming out, but then transforming this into a proper song that's gonna come out and maybe be played by people like you or not, you know, that's a very different story. And so this is more the fun part.
It's like a treasure trove. I don't know how you actually like keep track of all those demos that you've got. There's like five or six volumes.
Yeah. The archiving of it's a part. It became almost a part of a. It's almost an artistic process.
Endeavor itself. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
For us, it's important to release them so you know we can clean the hard drive.
Yeah.
Now it's out there for people to digest and we have free space
and your free spirits
exactly
so. It's a bit of a tradition. We released, since the second album, we released those demos, but it was always in a bit in obscure places like a bonus CD. Back then it was CDs, you know, on the Japanese version or whatever, something really hard to get. But this time we wanted something a bit more democratic, you know. So it's on streaming now.
And this many albums in, does Phoenix mean different things to different fans? I mean, you guys are on the precipice of having had a 20-year career. Next year is the year. Actually, so I'm guessing that you span some generations when you're playing shows and look out to Phoenix fans now.
Yeah, we always had a very wide audience in terms of age, very young kids and very old kids. Even on the first album, it was sometimes scary, actually.
We are a strange band and our audience is as weird as us, which is perfect.
Is the biggest headache only writing set lists then to fit all the songs in? Now you've got six albums under your belt.
We argue a lot about set lists, but... Mm-hmm. Somehow we never have enough songs that are good enough, you know.
That's what keeps you going. That'll keep you going for another 20 years, will it? Yeah.
It's crazy that we have so few good songs.
Do not sell yourself short. I'm looking forward to seeing what you do to celebrate 20 years next year as well. Maybe there'll be a band trip to Italy. Should be the reward.
I'm sure we will forget about it because we always forget every anniversary. But we should do it just to see, you know, we should release like a special version, you know. Like people do that.
Re-record all your old hits or something.
That's exactly what I meant. The worst idea, you know. That's what I hate on streaming site. You know, you have all those versions that compete, you know, like re-recorded.
Yeah, Chuck Berry re-recorded songs in the 70s or whatever.
In the 80s, even worse. And there's no, you know, hierarchy anymore, you know. You have this giant, you know, free buffet, huh?
And it's, I love streaming services being called a free buffet. That's
it's
fantastic.
A free buffet and free buffet.
All you can eat, you mean?
All you can eat, yeah. Huh? And have you ever had a good experience at a all you can eat buffet? No, exactly. Point made.
Well, I look forward to seeing what you guys do anyway to clog up streaming services next year when Phoenix celebrate 20 years. For now, we might have a listen to this cover you guys did a short time ago, which is Christophe.
Ah, Christophe, yeah.
He's a French singer of Italian origin, right?
He's a French singer.
Is this a lost classic, Bronco, this song?
Yeah, a bit, yeah. It's a classic for real music fans in France. And And this song is, it's a French guy with Italian origins, and he always sang about Italy, but you could tell he never went, you know. So it's all
in his mind.
In his mind, and it's better like that.
Yeah, the song's called A Little Lie. You can do the French translation for me. You'll be much better.
Un peu menteur.
Merci.
Un peu menteur.
Dak and Branko, it's great to have Phoenix in Australia. We'll see you in another 20 years.
We'll be there for sure.
Strain.